Hello, this is Max, and in this audio, I just want to address a reader story slash question that I received from Heather. So Heather says, I'm doing a little better since my earlier much darker posts, which I think was the lowest part of me in this process. By the way, the post she is referring to are posts that you can write yourself if you buy any of my courses, because there's a community included in there and you can make posts there detailing your situation, and I can then reply and give you advice and feedback, or maybe even if I'm feeling really generous, record a little audio like this for you. Anyhow, Heather then says, I've been listening to a lot of books, one of which that was recommended to me by my relationship coach. It really felt like a game changer to me based on my previous struggles in relationships and life in general is Set Boundaries, Find Peace. Highly recommended. So there we have it, everyone. Set Boundaries, Find Peace. Never read it before, never heard about it before, but I will definitely check it out. Anyway, to continue with Heather's post, on Monday I received a text from my ex, asking how I was doing. Okay, so this is, by the way, a sign of interest. It's personal, it's to the point, it's a direct reach out. So far, so good. Then she continues, based on what I have been reading and learning about the best ways to reconnect with an ex, I had a light exchange of messages with him. I said I was still learning and understanding things, but I was feeling that I am nearly there with everything I wanted to understand. He said he was happy to hear I've been progressing with that, and I ended the conversation saying I was off to sleep and that it's been nice to hear from him, and he said he feels the same too. We haven't spoken since. Okay, so this is where you fucked up, honestly. I don't hear anything about a date being set, and maybe you left out that part, but the whole point of having a conversation with your ex in general is not to just chit-chat aimlessly. It's to set a date, to be very, very clear about your intentions. And here, this paragraph shows me that you haven't been clear about your intentions. It shows me, it kind of implies that you've been talking with the guy like a friend. I just don't hear anything about, like, I love you, I miss you, let's go out, anything like that. So that is your first and probably a big mistake on your part. So I would really suggest that next time your ex reaches out, go, sure, have a light exchange of messages as you did here, totally fine. But after a few messages, or if you're on a call after a few minutes of a phone call, ask them out. Like, you have to at some point put yourself into a position where you can be rejected. That's the only thing, that's the only way we're gonna move things forward. And yes, you can argue that your ex might actually be the one who initiates and tries to set a date with you, and that's great if it happens, but there's no guarantee that that will happen. You know, maybe he's shy, maybe he's uncomfortable, and he's actually waiting for you to do that. So I would suggest, just at least if you're shy about it as well, just hint at the fact that you want to go out on a dinner or on a date or something romantic like that. Anyway, then Heather goes on and says, I still have a few topics to go through with my coach. I know even Max has advised that therapy was needed more than the coaching, but she's been so amazingly helpful. In all the years of therapy I have done, no one has helped me to understand so many things I was struggling with in my relationships and with myself in general like she has. So good for you. This is, please note, an exception, not the rule, but I'm really happy. Like, if you found a coach who works for you, awesome. Stick with the guy, or in this case, the gal. My plan is to just be mostly casual and passive with any communications with him going forward as I complete the coaching. Bad fucking idea. Like I said, I want you to be active. Like, if he is reaching out to you, if he's talking about personal stuff, he's given himself to you on like a silver platter. You want to take advantage of that opportunity. You want to set a date. You want to be very clear about what you actually want, not this chit-chat bullshit, which I just don't think that you do want. Like, if you actually want to just stay in touch casually and you have no real intention of getting him back, that's fine, sure. But I think that since you're here in this community, since you bought my courses, you want your ex back. So if that's still your goal, this shouldn't be the approach you take. Anyhow, then she writes, mostly casual and passive communication. And once I'm there in a few weeks, I'll try to see if I can have a conversation about my intentions and what I hope I could offer him with a new version of myself. Although I understand nothing is guaranteed. Now, this is also a really bad way to look at it. You just wrote this in like a funny way and you didn't actually mean it, but it feels like you're just trying to prove yourself to the guy now, which is fucking needy. And you'd want to avoid stuff like that. Plus, if you ask him out on a date right now, or like the next time he reaches out, you don't have to have the conversation about intentions, because it's going to be very clear your intentions are romantic because you're literally inviting the guy out on a date. So do that. Any additional advice / input is appreciated. I discussed the messages with my coach and she doesn't think he's being very vulnerable so far. So fucking what? Go for the date invite anyways. Sometimes that's the only thing you're going to, by the way, get in these sorts of situations. So you don't want to let the opportunity go by to pass you by. Then she also writes, I currently cannot tell if he is serious about me or is just getting in touch to break the ice and see about establishing some kind of a friendship. It's early days. And that's exactly another reason why you want to go for the date invite, because that will tell you exactly where he stands with you. If he's going to be wishy-washy about it, if he's going to say like, I have to check my schedule, or if he has some bullshit excuse about, you know, I have some errands to take care of, maybe I'll call you next week about it. Look, if that's the case, he's clearly rejecting you. If he rejects you, he just doesn't feel anything real for you, anything worthwhile for you, and you should fucking move on. But if he does set up a date with you once you ask him out, then you'll know yet again exactly where he stands. He clearly still likes you, because otherwise he wouldn't be going on a date with you. So I think the advice your coach is giving you is fucking dumb. If he's actually advising, or she's actually advising you to just stay put and be passive, sure, it might work for you, but I think I have a way better approach here. But sure, no pressure. You decide what approach you want to follow. In any case, I really wish you all the best. I wish you good luck. So yeah, that's pretty much it for this little audio of reader questions / stories. If you wanna perhaps get that response from me like this, just shoot me an email, contact@maxjenker.com. Let me know your story, your question. I might get back to it with an audio like this. Or if you really want to boost your chances of me making an audio like this for you, just make a post, buy my course, and make a post in my community. I know, it sucks to hear, but fucking capitalism, those who actually purchase my stuff and support my work have the priority, are like the VIP members when it comes to these sorts of audio recordings where I try to coach and help the people out. With that said, hope this was helpful. Heather, hope you found some value in this little audio, and that's pretty much it. Take care.